Got milk? Buckle up and grab a beverage. It's time for another fun-filled, action-packed episode of Male Encounters of the Life Kind. And now, to Den and Kaven. I mean, what? Somebody cut me off. I mean, now, to David and Ken.
I think we're on. Julie thinks we're on.
Julie tuned it. She turned us on.
I hope we're here. You can check in that headset to see if you can hear us coming through.
I didn't put the headset.
Yeah, that'll help.
It's a
you.
New year. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. It's New Year, and we're finally back at Traeger's. I can hardly wait. My drink is yours is too easy.
Yeah.
I'm having
just like
a,
me.
I don't know. She said, I think it might be a hot buttered rum. I'm not sure. Which should be, yeah, that one should be the volume. Okay, perfect. But yeah, so, you know, I tell you what I did do.
You did do?
I did do. Let me tell you what I did do. What I did do. You know, because in the last, we've had some good topics. We did our Dungeons and Dragons topic.
Oh, that's right.
Last week, which I thought was fantastic. But that was just my opinion. But I got some things about what men think about. You know, you had done that before. Do you have a topic for today?
I do not. No.
Captain's joined us. Bill's joined us. He's come down from my counterpart.
Mount Olympus.
Yeah, Mount Olympus. You got any topics, Bill, that you'd like for us to discuss? Any questions that you'd like to ask Male Encounters for us to touch base on?
Kind of put me on the spot here. It's an all male program, is that it?
Yeah, well, yes. Yes.
Review.
Yeah, all male review. Yeah, did you wear your thong?
No, but I got a band-aid strategically located.
Okay, that'll work. That's all you need, right? These days, that's
it. Large band-aid.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I did. I kind of like, all right, so we got a new year. Did we discuss what we were going to discuss today?
No.
Like always, right?
Yeah.
All right.
This is a normal show.
All right. So here's something that I thought was kind of interesting.
Okay.
What excites you most in your life right now, right this second?
Investing.
Really?
Yeah, without a doubt.
I know you've been doing that a lot.
No pause. I have a portfolio that I check on 20, 30 times a day.
Yeah, so.
Because I'm OCD and the numbers, I want to see them change. And so I get super depressed and still check it 20 times a day when the market's closed. Knowing the numbers are not going to be changed,
move.
But
yeah.
I can't help it.
I would probably be the same. I did at one time. I did some investments. But I finally went with the sure thing and just, and then I think that's why I don't have I'm losing the hair on top of my head. Because I was like you, I checked it all the time. Now I don't even look at it until I get the quarterly statement.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't cause me stress. Like, I reprogrammed my brain. So I get super excited when the market's down because everything's on sale.
Right. Buy then.
Yeah, I'm not a trader. I'm an investor. So I buy, and never sell. I'm not selling anything. And so when the market's down, everything's on sale, and I'm like, sweet! And so I buy. I spend the time buying every time the market's down. When it's up, I just sit back and go, awesome. Looks good.
Very interesting.
So checking it all the time doesn't cause me any kind of distress.
Oh, look at this.
It's just.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Give it to him, but I'm sure he wants something to drink, too, I'm sure. I'm getting my picture taken with this fancy-ass drink. I don't even remember what this is. A hot buttered rum, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It looks...
I said I want something warm.
It
she
looks
said
like a dessert.
It does, kind of.
Yeah.
Well,
by the way, we're at Traeger's Bar.
We can back up to that.
Yeah.
I got so excited about talking. We are. We're back at Traeger's.
Yeah.
And, and you can pick us up online. I'm not so much worried about them finding Male Encounters of the Life Kind. What I'm concerned about is them going to interwestconcepts.com.
Yeah, you can find everything there.
And everything's on there. You can find all the shows that we offer. So, yeah. All right. So we got the plug away. Do what?
mention us. We mention you guys.
Oh, they do? Oh, my God. It was a mistake bringing Julie to us.
Yeah, there's a chick show on there, too, so. You asked me to, Julie.
Our counterpart, Female Encounters of the Life Kind. All of them are there. Reclaiming Culture with A.J. Begay. And, of course, the flagship that started the whole thing in the wake-up call. So,
check them out. A drink there that has whipped cream and cinnamon on it.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
Your man card's in jeopardy.
It kind of is. It had picks in its hair, too.
That's all right.
And two straws.
I've got on my tea bags. Is that... Do they even call them that these days?
Call them what?
Teabags.
Teabags. Oh, with whale tail.
Kind of.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I will say this. In my early days at KTRA with the captain down there, late night, I had a lady call me. And I don't know. I was talking about, it was Crying, Loving, Leaving, or Laughing. And I said something about, are you crying, loving, leaving, or laughing? And she says, well, I'm kind of laughing. And I'm like, okay, well, what are you laughing about? And something about her teabag. I'm not sure. Either it didn't fit right or something. I'm like, and at that time, I had no idea what a teabag was. That's how naive I was. This was in the 90s, right? Wasn't it, Bill? Yeah, 90s something.
Yeah, mid to late 90s.
And so she says, well, can I come down there? And I'm like, well, yeah, sure. I'll show you what my tea bag. I'm like, absolutely. I want to see what this is. So she comes down and brings me, and up to a few years ago, I still had that. She left them. There was a frilly pair of panties, ladies' panties, that are tea bag.
Yeah.
And that's what they looked like, and the back was a tea.
Right.
Yeah. So I had those for a lot of years. I kept them on my microphones for quite some time until... I got with a significant other, and they didn't like me carrying somebody else's panties around for the longest time.
You mean a thong?
Yeah, it's a thong is what it is, basically. But it's less of a thong. It's more looks like the letter T in the back. It was like a string across the back. And
butt floss.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. But yeah, I had those for... quite a while.
All right, not that I would wear something like that, but I can't wear something like that.
Let me just say this. I can tell you that I wear them once in a while. I have some. The problem is...
Frilly and pink?
No, they're purple.
Nice.
The problem is, when I wear them, it takes me a week to find them, to get to dig them out once I... Yeah, it's not good. All right, well, listen, we got to take a break. Let's see if we can't get our sponsors squared away. Ken, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I think Julie's ready,
Let's
too.
Let's pay bills.
She's like, I don't know. You're doing good. Mute us.
Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. Whether you're in the mood for a classic cocktail or simply a cold one after a long day, we've got you covered. So pinkies down and thumbs up, because when you're family, who needs formality?
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street, goldendoorfarmington.com, or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
InterWest Concepts is your home for award-winning podcasts.
What awards have they ever won? From Moose and Squirrel?
Decide for yourself from Female Encounter and Male Encounters of the Life Kind.
From Mills Mumblings to Reclaiming Culture with A.J. Begay.
Then the one that started it all, The Wake Up Call.
You can find them all at InterWestConcepts.com.
And now, back to the program.
I think we're back on. Yeah, it's all right. I got you covered. All right, we're back. I don't even remember what we're talking about. But T-Max. I do want to say something about this drink.
Yeah.
It's good. Okay. And I believe it's a hot buttered rum. I wouldn't swear to it.
Okay.
Tastes like it's got rum in it.
Did you tell her to just give you a mystery drink?
No, I asked for a hot one, and she said a toddy, and I wasn't really in the mood for a hot toddy. But then she said this, and I'm like, yeah, I think it's a hot buttered rum.
Okay.
So does it Does it make me look masculine? Do I look masculine?
So here's the thing. Those are superficial things. Things don't make you look masculine or unmasculine. You just are or not.
That's very true. That's why I've always said I'm in touch with my feminine side.
Yeah.
And I touch it as often as I can. But but I will. You're right, though. It does. It matters not. Period. You either are or you aren't.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid. I mean, I see some pictures that Julie takes of us on the show, and you know, the limp wrist thing. I do that a lot. And in the past, that's been associated with somebody that was a little light in the loafers. Does that make sense?
Sure.
I don't feel like it should be that way. I mean, I feel like I'm very much in touch. I don't, and I have nothing against any of that. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
You've heard my pink shirt story, theory, right?
Yes, I don't remember.
I can't wear pink.
Because it doesn't look, it's not that you don't like it.
Right. I contend that the reason I don't, as a man, I don't wear pink, the reason I don't do that is more feminine than the color pink on a man. The reason I don't wear pink is because it clashes with my complexion.
Yeah, maybe. I would have to see it.
It just doesn't look good.
So I'm going to...
Pink and red.
I'm going to challenge you. Really, red?
Yeah, red's the same
thing. Red's a power color.
Those hues don't work.
Red's a power color.
It is, but I can't wear it.
I have a Hustle Kindness t-shirt. You remember when they were popular.
Yeah.
That Ginger, the lady that makes our candles, brought to me. And it's purple.
Cool.
But it's not, like, it's not a masculine purple in any way, shape, or form. And I'm sure that when I wear it, I get compliments from the ladies.
Okay, we're going to geek out on color here. So I can do purple if the red that helps make the purple isn't too yellow. Right? So I can do blue reds, but not yellow reds. I am in touch with my color scheme, David.
Obviously. And how often do you touch your color scheme?
As often as possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm done.
Okay.
So we smoke a cigarette and go home?
We're done. All right. Wrap us up, Julie.
We haven't played the second sponsorship yet either. That's not good.
I know.
All right. Well, let me pull out another topic.
Okay. Give us a topic.
Okay. What's stressing you out these days? What's stressing you? That's a good one.
Oh, we covered what I'm in love with, right?
Right.
That,
yeah.
What's stressing?
Oh no, I said what stresses you the most. I don't know that I thought that was something we said. Maybe not.
What excites you?
Yeah. Okay. Here's a good one. How comfortable are you with change besides your underwear?
Oh, that depends. That depends on what it is. In a workplace,
Why are you talking about my underwear?
Yeah. We just were. Teabags. Yeah. They make teabag depends?
Yes, they do, and now I'm embarrassed.
So in the workplace, I always hated that phrase, but that's the way we've always done it. Who the hell cares? I don't care. So I am all for innovation. Change in the form of innovation to make things better is awesome. Change for no reason is iffy. Change in very particular things in my life stresses me out.
Okay, well let's what?
Yeah, I have a couple of areas of OCD. So I don't really have OCD, but there are a couple of things where I can't accept them.
Do you want to share what one of those things might be?
I can't walk into a room with a closet that is open.
Oh, wow.
That stresses me the hell out.
Wow. Well,
the first thing I have to do in that room is close the freaking closet door after I've checked to make sure no one's in it.
Bill may be guilty of this. I don't know who leaves the door open. It's open when I get there in the morning, but the door that has the coffee in it, the coffee pods, and it's open when I get there, and it seems like I'm always closing that door. I don't know. And that's really...
My work here is done.
You can't be doing it. You're not the guy at 3:30 in the morning when I get there, because you're there about... You get there about 5:15. But, yeah, it's open. And so... the other thing is, we have a break room. Yeah. You know, and there's... I don't know. There's, what, 6 of us total employees there?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, not many. And I come in at 3:30 in the morning, and somebody has left a plate, and I know who it is now, and you probably do too, has left a plate and their knife. It's all dirty. They've sliced up stuff and made themselves a little snack. And if you'll notice, that person's on vacation this week. It hasn't happened. But that kind of... My house, it'll be there, and I don't have a problem with it.
Sure.
But walking into a community break room, it sometimes bothers me somewhat.
I can't handle things that have been moved on my desk. That severely stresses me out.
Or straightened up. Is your desk a mess? My desk is a mess.
No. No, so everything has its place, and I operate on a system of efficiency. So if I need a pen, I don't look for a pen. It's right where it's supposed to be. If that pen is moved, oh my God.
I agree, and I have organized chaos.
Yeah.
Mine is, it's a mess, but it's organized, and I know right where everything's at. And like when Hayden will come over, he'll pick a pen up, grab a pen real quick and do something, and then he doesn't put it back in the sink. I can't find a pen.
I know.
Yeah,
we have to pay more bills.
All right, yeah, we got to take a break. I'm glad that somebody else is running the board. Thank you, Miss Julie.
I know. I miss Julie's finger. She keeps giving us the finger.
Pinyon Hills Dental, located at 4725 Foothills Drive, Farmington, New Mexico, has been family-owned and operated since 1975. At Pinyon Hills Dental, they know how important having a great smile is to looking and feeling good.
Francisco's New Mexican Restaurant, featuring New Mexican cuisine. Fresh ingredients in our flour tortillas and sopapillas made from scratch. Green chili cheeseburger, pozole, and relleno, just to name a few. And family-operated since 2005.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
And now, back to the program.
The coffee cup, so I still...
There you go. We're up. We're already going.
I was just telling the coffee cup story. I still don't wash my coffee cup. At home, I don't wash my coffee cup.
I just rinse mine out.
And I make Jerry leave it alone.
Yeah, I just rinse mine out. I do at work, I wash it. I have sometimes forgotten. And then the next morning, it's sitting there in the sink, and I'm like, damn it. And then I think, oh, maybe somebody else used it.
You build up this healthy patina / flavor-saving film on that thing. It's great.
Sludge.
Yeah.
Well, the captain... constantly, and he gives me a nice little pat on the ass every time I do it. But he constantly leaves his coffee cup someplace where he's doing something. And it's like full. And like this morning, I took it into him, and I know that coffee had been made. I know it was cold.
20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know it was cold when I brought it to you, and I started to put it in the microwave.
Coolish.
So I brought him his coffee. But the only reason I do that is he does give me a nice little pat on the ass.
Yeah.
When I leave.
I'm just trying to get out of the way, and it's always there. So.
You know, speaking of coffee cups, and last episode we were just talking about D&D, there's a show, which is how I bonded with Anastasia through the show called Critical Role. It's a bunch of voice actors that get together and play D&D, and it's
This is
streamed.
The one that you show me that has the 6. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's streamed live, and then they post it on YouTube and whatever. So she's a huge fan. I'm a huge fan. Ashley Johnson is one of the people that's on that Critical Role show, and she was missing for quite a while. And so I looked up, why was she missing? And turns out she was filming a TV show, and the TV show is called Blind Spot. And so I thought, oh my God, I have to watch that show. And she's amazing on it. So I'm watching a show
called... Is it a series or
a
movie?
It's a series.
Blind Spot.
It's like 4 seasons, I think. So
I'm going to send him a bill.
I'm watching Blind Spot, and she's... It's a whole FBI investigation thing that's a bunch of weirdness, and it's really cool. And so... Ashley plays this character on there that's really prevalent during the whole show. And anyway, so she's this geeked out investigator. She's always in the shop, and she's always the one, like, she's the support role. She's always the one on the comms when the team's in the field. She's always the one at the computer. She's always the one figuring everything out. And so there was a moment in there where she picked up a cup and started drinking on it. And I see the cup, and it's a Critical Role cup. Which is so meta that, what is her name?
I forgot
the character's name. So the character on Blind Spot is played by Ashley Johnson, and that character is obviously a fan of Ashley Johnson.
That's
a little Easter egg thing. It's badass. Yeah.
So that's what you were calling meta. What a definition of meta would be.
Yeah.
I see. I learned something today.
The character she's playing is a fan of her.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That sounds like something... That's a little narcissistic.
It kind of is, but I love it.
But, yeah, but that's something I would do because I love my Cactus Jack character.
Right?
Yeah, I do. It's funny because I had a conversation with Bill yesterday. I'm like... Because we've been having some difficulty getting with our... We've had a lot of snow. I mean, there's a couple of foot of snow, and the guy that... our technician... He has to get to the tower to get us back on the air, and it's almost impassable for him to get up there.
Yeah.
So we've kind of been, I can't pick it up in the city that I live in, my own show.
Yeah.
So I was telling Bill, I just got this Jack.
Oh, man.
I get to hear him in the morning because I just kind of, you know, I kind of listen in and makes me giggle.
So the equivalent would be, imagine if you were Cactus Jack on a TV show drinking a wake-up call cup.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can hardly wait.
It's the same thing.
So I'm going to get me a wake-up call cup,
yes.
And I'm going to drink it when I do the Cactus Jack show.
Yes, absolutely.
Have Bill take some pictures. That's fantastic. Oh, I got...
Yeah.
Ooh, feel my arm. Look at my hair. I got goosebumps.
Ooh, goosebumps. Oh, I'm sorry. You said your arm. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Boundaries.
What? Not in front of... Come on. I don't want to make Bill jealous. I mean, you're my...
Too late, bitch.
Poor Julie. Just shaking her head. I hope we're about out of time because I'm spent. I'm tired. I need a cigarette. A cigar is what I need.
A cigar?
Oh, we got 5 minutes? Oh, my God. We got 5 minutes.
Nice.
We don't have to take up the whole time.
Get on your handy little list there. What's the next thing?
All right.
Let's rock through these. We have passion or love or care about or whatever the hell the first one was. We have stress.
Let's see.
Didn't necessarily directly answer that one, but...
The stress one?
Yeah. But
how do you cope with stress? I'm going to tell you how I do now.
I get away from absolutely everyone.
Yeah?
It's a state of mind. And so I get away from the sources of stress and then center myself again, and I don't have to deal with it.
My best cope with stress is, you know, I try to deal with it all the way through the day. But then at night, it's...
Yeah.
And it really works.
I do that to sleep.
Do you?
Yeah.
And who turned you on to that?
I don't want to say his name, but it's a guy that is a neighbor of mine at the campground. He actually told me edibles, and they weren't working.
Right. Yeah.
And so I switched. He was recommended to do that by his doctor. His doctor said, "Dude, do this."
Oh yeah.
He's quite elderly. He's gone through bypass surgery.
Oh, I remember.
And
you told me about this guy.
And
yeah.
The whole thing. Yeah. And so a lot of really evil crap that he's just plowing through, man. And his doctor was like, he was telling his doctor, I can't sleep. And he told him, you need to do edibles. Do these kind right here.
Is that what he's doing?
And so he's doing them, yeah.
I did vape for a while. I don't care for the vape. I like that noise in the microphone.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Is a vape.
Yeah. I just like the plain old pot. just the smoke, you know, I like to toke up.
Yeah.
I don't roll a joint. I got a pipe.
Okay.
And yeah, and it does, man, I'm telling you, when I'm wound up at night, freaking, I can sleep. The other nice thing about it is I never wake up with a hangover or groggy.
Oh, true.
Feel better. I sleep better. Feel better. I think part of my issue the other day, because I tried to get up to drink. It was snowing so hard. I turned around and came back. I was stressed out for the snow. And fortunately, Bill covered my butt then as well. But I did eventually make it up there. But that night when I got home, it was freaking, that's what made me sleep last night.
Yeah, that is a good point, because back in my alcoholic days, I did go through an alcoholism stint there. I had to drink to go to sleep. And there's so much wrong with that. But this is not the same thing.
It's different. It truly is different.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, to me, it doesn't have any side effects.
It's the one time
it's a day. It's not good for your lungs.
That I do that, and it's literally as I'm shutting everything down, and I've made the decision, it's bedtime, and I will be in bed in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's when I do it.
Yeah, it's not. It's definitely not good for your lungs, but I'm going to figure out a way to make brownies or muffins or something that will give me the... Because I've not had luck with the gummies at all.
No, me either. I don't know what the deal is. It's a different kind of metabolism thing, or I don't know what's going on.
Do you have something to say there?
When does this air?
This will air a week from Monday.
Okay. David Crosby of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Passed.
Dead at 81.
No!
Yeah, I saw that.
Not here last.
Yeah. I saw that just when I pulled in here. I like freaking freaked out.
Wow.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. What a great guy he was as well. All right. Well, listen, you can get all this stuff on InterWestConcepts.com. You can email us right there. Just follow the link. You can see all the shows that InterWest Concepts produces.
It's InterWestConcepts.
WEST.
Yeah.
Concepts.com.
Because it's InterWest, not InterWest.
Right. Ken, I appreciate you being so damn specific.
Yeah, I know.
Bill, any last words?
I get super annoying with that.
I'm just enjoying listening.
Yeah. Well,
you guys are pretty entertaining.
I know you didn't come to look at us. I know that for a fact.
I know. And this is the second time I'm with my back to that direction. I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's a travesty.
Yeah. I'm wondering what's wrong with you.
It's a Greek tragedy. But,
you've been around microphones so long, you just sit down in front of the microphone automatically, I can tell.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're out of time, man.
All right.
Any last words, Ken?
If I wear a teabag, I'm going to pull the string to one side of my cheek.
That's uncomfortable, too. And then you have panty lines on your pants. Julie, any last words?
No.
My last words are, guys.
Make sure the season back.
Yeah, that's right. Guys, enjoy the butt floss. We're out of here.
Okay, friends, that's it for this week. Don't worry, they'll be back next week thanks to their wonderful sponsors.
Pinion Hills Dental, located at 4725 Foothills Drive, Farmington, New Mexico.
Francisco's New Mexican Restaurant, featuring Northwestern New Mexican cuisine.
Ken Collins Marketing.
Our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help.
Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
This program is sole property of InterWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact InterWestConcepts.com. You're welcome to contact us there for any commentary, the good, the bad, the ugly. That's it for now, until you join us again.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.